We're doing things a little bit different this morning. So hang with us, and we'll all have a very pleasant surprise. We have a very special presentation that we want to make this morning before we go on with the rest of our service. And I think that I represent all of Algiers United Methodist Church in this very special thank you for someone that has played such an important role for so many years to the vibrancy and the spirit of this church. And I speak for all of you as lay leader of Algiers as we make this presentation of 50 reasons why we love Alice Mayberry. Come on down. So, of course, we had to keep this a total surprise because otherwise she wouldn't have let us do it. And it's been many years in the needing. So we want you to see her face, which many of you never get to do. You can sit in that special chair right there. And we are going to tell you 50 of the many reasons why we love you so much. And so to start that off, we will have 50 roses for you, brought up and designed, and they're going into this beautiful crystal vase that we have with Alice's name on it. So we just want you to know what a special person you are to us. Because more than 35 years ago, she said yes to coming to Algiers Methodist Church. And we have been so thankful for that one yes that she made so many years ago. She has magic fingers. Her faithfulness each and every Sunday. We love her ability to lead the choir each Sunday. She has been awesome in putting together a Christmas program that she creates each and every year of all of these many years. Each one different, each one unique. Maybe some repeat songs, but each one unique. Her talent to play the organ like no one else. And her talent to make a piano sing. She can play anything without written music. Anything. And because out of noise, meaning the choir sometimes, she can make music. She lets the choir vote on things, and then she gets to do it her way. She has a grand sense of humor. She has to in order to deal with us each and every week. She shares her music with others. She shares her choir as she gets them to perform at various places over these many years. Her organ and choir music each week are fabulous, if we say so ourselves. She brings out the best in all of us. She has that unique talent. She has managed to get musicians to play for many special events. She just pulls them out of the woodwork. You can't say no to Alice. She knows any song that you can think of and can play it at the drop of a hat. No practice, no thinking about it, just right there. She's a trooper and plays even when she isn't feeling well. She sits behind that organ and you'd never know she's having a bad day. She has created a choir that has a great reputation. not just for our talent, but she created us. She makes our antique pipe organ come alive when she plays it. And she has taken care of it these many years. Her music program she has created over the years at Algiers United Methodist Church is like no other around. She has amazing talent. And she always has a smile. Alice, you are an inspiration to us. I'm on number 25 if you're not keeping track. She is long-suffering because she keeps showing up for practice every Thursday night. She perseveres by beginning in August to get the choir ready for the Christmas program in December. She is ever faithful to this not really choir, and that's an inside joke. You'll never understand, but she's more persistent than the U.S. Postal Service when it comes to delivering each and every Sunday for 35 plus years. She is filled with hope because she continues to buy new music. We're on number 30. Her awesome preludes on Sunday mornings are enriching and a blessing to each one of us, and she comes up with them. I never remember hearing one twice. She has an awesome wealth of music knowledge, and she can direct a choir without using her hands. Blink of an eye, a twist of the head, a nod of the head. She can even keep playing when her music flies off the organ and goes underneath where her feet are moving. I don't know whether y'all knew this, but she can climb in where the pipes are in the back to see what's gone wrong with the organ when it's not working. She's been back there a couple of times. She can play and turn her own pages on her music without missing a beat. She has played for many of our children's and our own countless weddings. She shares her musical family with us, and we are so blessed to have them. She has a way of making everyone feel important, even if they can't sing. She can come up with some very unique and clever games. Don't know if you knew this, but if you were in the choir and went to our annual Christmas party, you'd know what game she comes up with. And she makes the best cookies ever. She is always willing to share her talent with us. She is always teaching the choir about the correct way to sing, giving us tips, and after all these many years, we're still learning. Or we haven't learned the lesson she keeps trying to teach us. She is thoughtful. She inspires the choir to keep working to improve. Didn't know whether you knew this, she can even play with her eyes closed, or even still, with a tablecloth over her hands and play underneath. Not many people can do that. She has helped to produce, write several great choir productions that some of you may not know, but in our younger years, we did a lot of fancy things, and they were wonderful. She knows almost everything there is to know about playing the organ, the piano, and directing. And number 48, she is a joy to work with. She spends unknown and countless hours planning and practicing the music that she delivers to us week after week. It just doesn't happen. It's through careful planning and thought and prayer, I'm sure. And number 50, Alice, we just love you. That's all there is to it. We hope that you will continue to fill our spirit with your charm and your music, and as your crystal vase says, you are the music, you are our song.
Thank you very much. I never knew all these things about me.
I just found out.
Thank you.
All right, sit down, because we got one more thing. Well, we couldn't have this without. Betty has something for us.
It would be really hard to add too much more to what has already been said, but I asked Becky for the privilege to add a little of what I have observed over the past years. And since Alice and I have passed a couple of poems back and forth, I decided to have what I say in the form of a poem, such as it is. And needless to say, her poems have always been a lot better than mine. But this poem is that extra mile. In the year of 1980 or so, you appeared upon our scene. A pretty, dimpled, blue-eyed blonde with legs so long and lean. There was a musical skill and talent, quite what was more than was required, but to play our lovely organ was all that she desired. Our church had suddenly found itself in quite a messy squander. What am I getting myself into is what she must have wondered. But you took a breath and dug right in, since on the spot you were hired, first playing and then also directing, willing to go that extra mile. Christmas, Easter, and programs like the Hasty Stew Review, or Stump the Choir, and piano duets, to you we give just due. No adversity or disparity has ever taken a toll. You've always been able to take whatever comes, and you always come out whole. You're unsinkable, you're unflappable, energetic, and full of wit. You've always been able to persevere, and I think it's because you have true grit. And last but not least, you're dedicated to whatever you undertake, because that's just your style. You've asked for nothing in return, just gone that extra mile.